referring to the inner coach or the inner voice, what advice would you give in distinguishing between ferocious wisdom that's redirecting you back to the path and the inner critic that's just telling you that you suck?
Yes. Well, it has a different tone. You know, in the sense that, you know, and if you, that's what you have to pay attention to, is that inner tone. Because sometimes there's that voice that sort of, yeah, you can do more, but you feel bad. And whereas when there's another voice that we can usher up and say, yeah, you can do better, and you feel good. And you have to learn how to trust that tone. And when it's that inner critic, the inner tyrant just hectoring you, you have to learn how to disregard that and to treat it as some, you know, poor, demented kind of little pet, you know, that doesn't know better. But there's a different. You can feel the difference, and so paying attention to what is it that elicits those wholesome qualities of mind, wholesome aspirations, and what is it that keeps us sort of negative and sort of unskillful, not bright. That's one of the aspects of when the Buddha points to, you know, what is progress and what is on the path and what is when we're not progressing on the path. It's always around wholesome inner qualities, wholesome mental qualities, so that when those wholesome qualities increase and the unwholesome, the unskillful, the negative decrease, then okay, that's what actual progression is, even if we've got some other preconceived idea of it or but also just learning how to not trust one's mind as well. So I remember Ajahn Chah one time, he says, the fastest way in practice to get anywhere is to just look at the mind, and as soon as something, you know, another thought comes up, is point at it, liar. It's liar. And you know, so much of it is just this, you know, kind of crap that we spin out over and over. It's just amazing. But and to be willing to sort of say, no, that's really not true. And we say stuff of ourselves, or we our kind of rundown of what the situation and other people are, and it's just this sort of, you know, you keep coming up with how poorly it is or bad it is, and you say, no, that's not really not skillful. It's not worth it. It's not worth investing in that. It's just no.